just how fun was that tonight?
It was fun. It was tiring, but it was fun. It was fun.
Do you feel like when you get the ball underneath the basket that you're going to lay it in every time? I mean, how confident are you right now?
Last year, well, it took me a while to get that mentality, but every time I get the ball this year, I know that I just got to take my time to score because I know that I have the capability, every capability to do that.
And how about your teammates looking for you and getting you the ball?
Oh, it's even better because even we have a great inside-out game. So even if I get doubled or it's not there, there's always someone there too for me to pass to and to knock that three down.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
You really took your time at the line tonight. You made
yep.
6 of 8. How proud are you of that?
Well, Coach Q and I have been spending a lot of time. And before shoot around today, I texted him. And I was like, do you want to go and shoot? And we worked on my free throws. We worked on my form. And, like, the ones I missed, he just looked at me and said, correct them. And that's exactly what I did.
Do you feel like something really clicked with those just recently?
Yeah. I think that it's just the focus. Because I'm such, like, an emotional player. I just literally have to calm myself down. Because I just got so worked up and so into the game that I just need to take a breath and calm down.
Last offseason, or last non-conference season, last season, there were so many close games that you guys were in a fight, and this was one of them against Santa Clara when you were out there and then almost forced overtime. How important was it to kind of get that revenge game?
Oh, it was so important. And the fact that we had to wear these jerseys for, like, what, the 80th time in a row? We just had a lot of fight, and we told ourselves and we told each other that we wasn't going to lose, and that's we didn't.
Yep.
What was tough to stop about them? They seemed to believe, especially 13, was tough to guard.
You got it?
Okay. I think that we need to put, well.
It was our rotations.
Yeah, it's not so much the team, it's us. We just got to talk and communicate. In the first half, we didn't really communicate. Obviously, we didn't communicate well at all. In the second half, we picked it up and
communicated a lot more.
Yep.
Yeah.
It seemed like the press defense after halftime kind of got the momentum turned around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially anything with Jasmine is an energy booster.
Yeah.
When she gets a steal, this crowd goes wild. So when the crowd goes wild, we go wild. So, yeah.
Well, your teammates found you tonight, too. Talk about those.
Okay.
Yeah, I just knew that I needed to knock them down. So I just relaxed, made my shots, and.
How much fun is it to kind of be a part of it on the floor this year instead of, you know?
Oh, my gosh. It is 10 times better than just sitting on the sidelines. Trust me. It's a whole lot better. Yeah.
And how was the feeling to be able to contribute after sitting out last year? What was that feeling like for you?
It's a great feeling. I mean, I've been out for, what, 10 months?
Mm-hmm.
I've been out for so long, so it felt great to get back out there.
Emily, how good was it to be home? And playing in front of this crowd?
Oh, these fans, literally not everyone. I mean, we went to Oregon State, and they had unbelievable fans. But still, our fans are our fans, and they're going to be here, and they're going to cheer loud whether we're losing, we're up by 20. Mm-hmm. They're just always going to be engaged in the game, and that's why I love this place. This place is awesome when it comes to its fans.
How much confidence did you gain from that trip that you're able to use for this game and in future games down the road?
Just knowing that we all have each other's backs and the coaches have our backs. Shamika has my back, I have her back. It's mm-hmm. that's just the factor that's a huge role in this.
You guys have truly picked up from right where you left off last season. And of course there's, you know, was the change in the program.
Mm-hmm.
Take us through a little bit of what that's like where, you know, obviously you've got a new program coming in, you've got a new voice in the locker room, but boy, it just doesn't look like anything's changed on the court.
No, we're still, I mean, she doesn't want to change us because no matter what, we're going to play our game.
Yeah.
And you can't, and her coming in and just like she changed what she wanted, but it wasn't something big. It was just like little, like minor, like our inbounds defense, we played the way that we do, where last year we played straight up man. Like it's just little things like that she came in and changed and we adjusted. And like it's just, we're just good. Like
I mean, she enhances our strengths too.
Mm-hmm.
She
mentioned when Jasmine, you know, gets gets a big play, kind of gets the crowd into it. Mm-hmm. I'd say it was about as loud as I've ever heard it when you knocked down a couple.
Right.
Did you even hear it?
I didn't even hear it. I was just in the zone. I was just going.
That bounce, that shooter bounce.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you hear the big old shot where they took you out?
Yeah. Well, not really, because I was tired. I was, boy. But it's okay. Push through. It's fine.
You pushed through. You did it good.
Can I have this water? I'm thirsty.
Anything else? No, congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you. Thanks.